Welcome to the Bad Weather Podcast. I am Jonathan Miller, and this is the sound of my voice. We are on a bit of a break the last week or so, and not like a Ross and Rachel break, just a kids in spring break and some other extenuating circumstances that we may get into at a later date. But for now, I'm still posting some of the season one episodes. This episode you're about to hear was titled First Date. It was our first in-person recording, so apologies for the sound quality, but we get into dating apps, dating etiquette, lots of datey date stuff. We also enjoy a little bit of bourbon, so if we seem extra animated, there's that to consider. Other than that, check out Bad Weather After Dark. We're still planning some more content to come out on Bad Weather After Dark, movie reviews, other content like that. So keep an ear out for that. Let's get right into it. This is a repost from season one, First Date of the Bad Weather Podcast. Take good care of yourselves. What a genuine face you just made.
Hi. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm already out.
Yeah, you better freshen your drink, Governor.
Wow, he's going to be hammered by the end of this podcast.
I hope so.
We'll sneak it in the back door. Get Brian Haberner to see what he really thinks about being a therapist. Yeah.
Everything sucks. Just kidding. Everything is great. No, really, I haven't thought about my ex today. Oh, wait. Fuck, I just did. But I went.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Bad Weather Podcast. This is a very exciting episode. I'm kind of pumped about it. Thank you for tuning in, all of you. What did we ever decide we're going to call our listeners?
I shit the bed on that. I was thinking about it for about 10 minutes when we talked about it in episode two, and I fucked off.
It was episode two, wasn't it?
It was very early. Back. Yeah, very early. But I never came up with anything.
Storm chasers?
Storm chasers?
All right.
Meteorologists?
No, that's fucking awful.
Hey, all you meteorologists!
Yeah, that's got a nice
track. Weathermen? I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have anything there.
Yeah, nothing. I got nothing. I didn't put enough energy into it.
Friends works. I like Friends.
Hi, Friends.
Hey, Friends.
Like we're Jim Nance and this is the Masters.
Yeah.
Hello, Friends.
We have to whisper and like clap softly then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, whatever we're going to call you guys, don't know exactly what that's going to be.
It's a tradition unlike any other. We all know that.
It is. It's right? Probably the biggest cliffhanger of all time. We talked about it episode two, and we never came back and recapped to decide what this is
why
be.
You have to keep listening. If you guys stop listening, you'll never know what we land on.
Someday we will come up with that.
Big
someday.
Plans. We have big plans for you. Just hang on. Don't get those t-shirts printed yet.
As soon as we hit our millionth listen, we will reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're like...
This is like the Insane Clown Posse. Remember they released albums and it was like... There was like a mystery in every album and stuff. Yeah. They weren't really planning it out, but they pretended like they were planning it out. That's not what we're going to do. We're really planning it out.
Brian, have you ever heard of the Insane Clown Posse?
I have.
You have? Yes. What is going on? Three out of three here.
I have.
That's right.
Wow.
You're not a... What do they call their... They call their people something.
Yeah, they're the...
Shit. They're something.
I'm not sure anyone cares other than you guys what we call our listeners.
Oh, I really know. This is big. This is a hot topic.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, it's awful. We're
Juggalos.
There you go. You got it.
Yay!
There you go. Juggalos. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody. That's all we got. We'll talk to you next week.
Should we just hijack that? Should we just call all our listeners Juggalos?
Yeah, hey, all you
big-ass listener base then, right?
Juggalos. I think it's a pretty good-sized listener base, probably bigger than ours, but... anyway, you've heard us all talking. We're on video, so you can see us. For those of you that are listening on the podcast, make sure you check out our YouTube channel, yet to be named. Probably just going to be Bad Weather Pod on YouTube, right?
Yeah, let's preface this by saying we don't know if this video is going to work out or last or if the camera's going to roll for an entire hour because there's no cameraman. So you may see something and you may not. But yeah, sure. If we get it up on the old YouTube, check out Bad Weather Podcast on YouTube. Yeah. Probably.
Well, if you're just listening, you're not looking at us, I will recap. My name is JP Hurley. I'm one of the hosts. Also joining this week, Jonathan Miller. What's going on, man?
This is the sound of my voice.
Now people can see the look of your face.
This is the look of my ugly mug while I make the sounds in my voice. Yeah, what?
So I remember early on, I think it was episode one, you said the reason why you say this is the sound of your voice and it's somebody else you've hijacked from.
Dana Gould.
Dana Gould. Does Dana Gould ever go on video and say, this is the look of my face?
No. In fact, only his guests on his podcast say, this is the sound of my voice.
Oh, his guests do?
I don't think he ever says it himself.
So we don't know what Dana Gould's voice sound like.
Well, I mean, I know because he's the host and he's like a great comedian who I've seen live. And he's great. And I know his voice. If I could, I could pick it out of a crowd. Ooh, side note, tangent. I was chatting. Oh, and this fits in with our topic today. I was chatting with somebody on the dating app. I'm back on the dating app, everybody. News, which will be funny because in the last episode people are hearing, I was off the app. But I've been off for like 4 months or something, and I got back on this week. Was chatting with someone this week, sent them a link to the podcast. She couldn't tell our voices apart.
All three of us?
The three of us. I said, are you saying all middle-aged white guys sound the same? And she was like, well, I haven't heard much of it yet.
So, that's racist.
So sorry, everybody, if we all sound the same. We're just three middle-aged white guys yapping away.
Oh, man, I feel like I need to change my voice now.
Well, yeah, I didn't plug your nose while we're doing this or something. Maybe that'll change it. I don't know.
I don't want to do that for an entire show. I might consider it. Because I don't like to skip formalities, also joining us this week is Brian, the burning question Burns. How's it going, Brian?
Hey, hope to have something interesting to contribute today, but there's a lot of energy in this room.
There is. So, it's probably mostly because of the dog.
I don't think it'll be that hard. No.
Oh, yeah. So we're recording live here in person for the first time ever. Also joining us is my dog, Leo Dog.
Don't say the name. Yeah, he's currently laying down.
Don't
relax.
Rouse the beast.
Right, that's a good point. My dog to be named at a later date.
Yeah, don't poke the dragon.
So he's he might make some scuffling noises or maybe come and lick my face later. So if you get to hear that, that's you win a prize. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the name of like when people like to hear like the fine sounds of like people like chewing on things?
They get like ASMR.
ASMR, yeah. So if you're into ASMR, tune in because you might maybe like in some of the post credit stuff, like
maybe we'll get some nice licking action.
Some ASMR licking action from Leo licking his master's
anterior meridian sensory response.
Ah, that's way too
something like that, right?
That's way too many words.
I didn't tell you about this, but I have a jar of peanut butter under the table.
Good lord!
Oh my heavens!
I'm just gonna
run, dog,
smearing it.
Run for your life.
Speaking of jars of peanut butter, if you don't have one, you might be dating currently. And that's what this episode... Was that too much of a...
No, I like it. It's
too been... much of a leap?
No, you went all the way there.
We are talking about dating this week. This is the Bad Weather Dating Pod. This was actually a topic that was requested by several listeners, including some that are very close friends with the show.
Yes.
Also some that we've discussed over the course of the last few months. So it's probably smart for us to take this on. I'm going to entitle this, it's like specific to being, it's like a post-divorce dating episode.
Kind of has to be for the nature of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I have no experience dating in many years, so.
You have experience listening to people who are dating post-divorce.
I have many secondhand experiences, yes.
There you go. It's like secondhand smoke. It's probably even better than the first.
Right.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't get that nice head buzz you get from the direct first-hand smoke.
That's so true.
Yeah, it just smells nasty and you don't get buzzed.
Yeah. You still get the bad effects, but you don't get the fun part.
Sure, you get the cancer, but we're all going to get that.
Boy, that's a metaphor for life.
There you go. So I feel like we should probably stick to our normal cadence because it works. We're gaining like 5 to 6 listeners every single week with each episode.
Nice.
So let's stick to what's working. It's not broken. Let's not fix it.
Right.
So we'll start with Googling something.
Got it.
We'll transition over into like a burning question, or maybe we'll do like a Brian's Office type of thing if you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Brian, if you want to ask some hard-hitting, heavy-hitting questions to like some of these people who have dated recently.
I do feel like this episode topic lends itself to some couch action.
So we'll do Brian's Office.
Yeah.
We'll finish things off with a burning question and maybe like some final thoughts from John Miller.
Great.
What do you guys think?
Let's do it. What do you, so you're gonna Google something?
I've already Googled something.
Oh God. Okay. Get ready for JP Google something.
Google.
I'm doing like a Doppler thing with my mic. Okay.
Okay. So I've gone in to the Google machine. And I've Googled post-divorce dating tips.
Oh, boy.
Very simple stuff.
That is right down the pipe.
It returned, and actually, I might have even, I did a couple different ones. That's the one I started with, and I did Dating After Divorce 101. I thought that might have been more specific.
Sure. You typed that in? 101?
I typed that in.
You did that.
You know, I figured, you know, that's kind of like common knowledge, right?
People, totally. Yes.
101 is a beginner's course.
Yes. I just want to check out those other tabs. What else are you searching?
Oh, shit. Let me make sure I got
that. Better hit the old private incognito browsing there for yourself.
Okay, we should be good. All right. Nothing. I've closed everything down. I've deleted my browsing history.
That's a work machine, isn't it?
That's a daily exercise on my to-do list.
So guess what comes up as the first overall search is from a website called mensdivorce.com.
Okay.
I'm going to have to check this website out.
We should get affiliated with these folks. They sound like they're right up our alley, too.
Hey, listen up, Men's Divorce. If you're looking for some affiliates, some partners in action, we are wide open. We have space for a sponsor in this week's podcast. Give us a call.
It's going to be tough to make the edit for this week's podcast.
No, they'll make it.
Oh, they will?
Yep. Give us a call. 1-800-BAD-WEATHER.
Boy,
we have to turn that number on. Now
we got to dial that in before this week's podcast.
We got a lot to do. We better get started.
Better find a producer.
We should stop recording and get started on all this work.
No, let's just roll through it. We can do it live.
Okay, so I like this. Last time we kind of like jumped into the topics. This time I'm going to read like the summary, the synopsis of this webpage basically before we get into each one of these bullets.
Yeah.
So from mensdivorce.com, there was an article called "Dating After Divorce: Tips on Getting Back Out There."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the context of it. It says, it can be hard to put yourself back into the dating scene after a divorce, having been in such committed long-term relationships. It can make just the mere thought of single life absolutely terrifying.
It can make the mere thought of single life absolutely terrifying.
Correct. Yeah. I agree.
The dating part makes single life terrifying?
No. Getting back out there.
Yeah.
Just the mere thought of getting back out there and dating can seem terrifying.
Yeah, it's like a deterrent to getting a divorce because I don't want to have to play that, dating game.
Copy. Yep, you're right. Got it.
So here are some tips for dating after divorce that will hopefully help you become comfortable with the idea of swimming free with the other fish once more.
That's too many metaphors. That's a hat on a hat. Move on.
They're talking about humans, not actual fish, though.
I know. I'm lost already. Get more direct with your copyright.
I'm going to go back and I'll search Google again then.
No. We'll continue. That's fine. I just have notes for whoever wrote it.
Okay. Number one. Can I get a voiceover one, number one?
One. One. Number one.
Thank you. Number one is take your time. The article goes on to say, this is sort of the step that's best not to rush, no matter how manly and tough you think you are. Divorce is an emotionally traumatic event, and it will take some time to come to terms with the reasons why everything worked out the way that it did. Take your time when you're getting back out there. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
What would you say that means? Well, I think it's kind of self-explanatory. Maybe, like, don't do it before you're ready.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it feels like what the right thing to say is, don't rush it. Make sure you're emotionally healed and ready. Like, give yourself time. And that's probably good advice in general. But there's also something to be said about moving on, about giving yourself experiences that are different and new and novel and scary, but also empowering. I think there's a difference between dating and choosing the next partner.
Yes.
Relationshiping, I think. Thank it's you. About.
Right. Yes. So I don't know about taking your time with getting into dating. Have some fun and distract yourself with that, but definitely take your time.
Mindfully
distract yourself. Like, just be clear-headed about it and don't put a ring on the finger or reverse your vasectomy within, the first couple months.
Wow. Yeah. Those are some things.
We had a recent
It happens. Trust me.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow. Dudes, do that. Fellas.
It hurts.
Keep it tied up. We had a recently released podcast about mistakes, and one of them was getting into the dating scene too early. And we talked about on that podcast, like, as long as you're doing it mindfully and you're not out there like presenting yourself as somebody who's ready to get hitched or whatever,
right?
Go ahead and date mindfully. I don't know that that's a huge mistake. I stand by that. Whatever we talked about 2 weeks ago, I think
the risk of that is that you can try to be mindful, but like when there's hormones and you're falling in love involved, it's like your thinking brain goes out the window.
Well, if you're going to fall in love, then fall in love. That's fun. You're going to get wrecked or whatever. That's fine. You can do that. I don't know. As long as you're not, just don't present yourself as something you're not to anybody. And if they're falling for you and you're falling for them, fine, let it happen. But if you're not into them and they're falling for you and you just want to hang on because you want a piece of ass and then you leave, well, that's different. Nobody does that. No.
That's against etiquette.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's Marcus of Queensbury. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody slaps you with their glove, then you challenge them to a duel.
Yes.
And if you want some ass. Don't pretend like you want to get married.
You better have a big sword for both cases.
Right. Yeah. Swordsmanship. It's all about swordsmanship.
I will say there is something to be said for maybe like the day that you and your future ex separate decide to get divorced. Maybe don't swipe that same day.
Sure. Yes. Got it. Leo agrees.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Leo's over there swiping.
He's on it. He knows.
He found a match.
It's like, you. Whole heart. Swipe when I want to.
Full throated agreement from Leo Dog.
Or maybe that was a mad, like, this person didn't match, so he just had to let out of there.
Fuck that girl.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, the number two return result on mensdivorce.com for dating etiquette or dating 101 post divorce is learn proper date etiquette.
I like this.
And it goes
on. Is there a subhead? Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, this is a really good one.
Good.
It says, many people meet their first spouses in college or around that same time in life. Back then, dating was often just a game of how long will it take to get in their pants? And if she sticks around, perhaps consider we are compatible for a relationship. Well, things have changed quite a bit. You're much more mature. You're much older. And the scene is a lot different than it once was. So, like, maybe learn the new etiquette. And it's not, you know, being in college and trying to, you know, get in somebody's pants.
I'm fascinated that you're reading this subhead and making eye contact with me at the same time. How are you doing that?
Like, I have one eyeball is on the article.
You have a false eyeball?
Yes, I do.
Wow, this is brand new information.
So it's kind of a neat thing. Like, learn the new etiquette. It's not about getting into the pants like it was in college, because that's, you know, probably closer to reality than it was back then.
Yeah.
And, like, getting to know somebody, respecting people's feelings and thoughts, like, that's a priority now in dating.
Yeah, let's talk about the new dating etiquette for 2023 when you're probably of middle age or something at this point, right?
Yeah, what is the etiquette? Should we define that?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I would start by saying the first one is kind of like the best. So if you're a completely broken person and...
What? Not me.
Well, and that's what's funny is this is a pretty common thing on apps and like just out in the wild. If you don't respect that first note, like don't jump in too soon. Like it's like literally the day that you got divorced or something like that, and you jump back onto the scene.
Yeah,
you're that breaks etiquette. You're kind of portraying your problems onto somebody else. Mm-hmm. You're looking for a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's not really too fair with somebody out there might genuinely be looking for like a connection and some love.
Yeah. Let's make sure we're not breaking down in tears on this first date.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to... So you don't have to be, like, 100% healed, because nobody is in the world, right? But you should also be, like, able to offer something to this person that's more than, here's all my pain.
2% healed is good enough.
Well, let's get to, like, 60, 70.
Get in the 60s?
Yeah, let's get in the 60s or 70s before we start meeting people,
And I will say, too, there's something to be said for open and honest communication, especially, like, when you're in the dating apps. Like, if you are in a position where you're, like, you're not ready for, like, the deeper connection or some love or a relationship, just be straightforward with people on the apps and just let them know that that's the position that you're in right now, so that way you're not kind of, like, leading them and misleading and stuff. So that's probably some more etiquette.
Other etiquette is, like... people will just up and cancel a date and like ghost. Like, don't fucking ghost people. Mm. Right? Yeah. That's good etiquette.
Do you remember Rudy talked about that on the Rudy pod? I think it was like episode 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And he said, especially if the person that you're looking to go on a date with has children.
Yes.
There's a lot of energy that goes into lining up a babysitter and making sure that's what brought this to mind. Yep. And there's all this that happens. If you ghost somebody that has kids, you've just like caused them like so much anguish and like difficult like planning and all this time and energy that went into it. So it's like that's a big etiquette thing. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't very action oriented, but just respecting the other person, like thinking about the other person as the rule of thumb. This isn't just about what you want to get, the fun you want to have.
Yeah. We're intending to broadcast this to men, so let's talk about men specifically. pick a place, pick a time, put that out there.
Yeah, it is on the guy to
do
make
all that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's part of your etiquette too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick a place, pick a time. If she doesn't like it, that's on her to.
She can say that.
Say that to you. She wants to do something else or the time doesn't work, fine, but be the one to stake out a here's a place, here's a time, or here's parameters. I'm free Monday night. What time works? Something. Give some kind of foundation to whatever that date is going to be and do that for a while.
It's like projecting confidence and the ability to make decisions and be intentional and have actual desires and ideas.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, what's up?
Yep. So I would say don't pick like don't go to like a Pokemon roundup. Like that's probably not a great first date unless
you're both super into Pokemon.
Unless you guys talked a lot about that on the chat, find a like kind of down the middle place that has wine and drinks and not Pokemon, and also that has food and isn't Applebee's.
Right? I mean, I'm just
what's
thinking
wrong with
like,
Applebee's.
Pokemon's a great idea, though. Like you're kind of going away from the Pokemon thing. I don't know why.
I'm steering real wide of the Pokemon.
What if your pickup line on the dating app was like, "Hey, girl, let me take a Pikachu."
Oh God! Then get off. You're not ready.
Oh, okay.
Delete the app. You're not fucking ready.
It's too soon. It's bullet point number one.
I mean, look, like there's a community of like furries and like all kinds of things. Like those people are on the fringes. The Pokemon people and the furry people, those are the fringes. We're talking about like the meat of the zeitgeist here. We're talking about who in the real world is dating out here.
No, that's valid.
Those Pokemon people, they're gonna find each other.
Yeah,
okay. We don't need to worry.
They'll say, "I choose you."
Right. They're going to squirtle each other and whatever.
Oh, gross. If you're into squirtling.
Yes, well.
That's for another episode.
We'll need a guest or two.
That might not be a video one either.
That's a little bit kind of different kind of podcast.
Other dating etiquette.
No, I do have some.
Oh, go ahead.
This would be crossing the line between etiquette and tips. It's like when you said... For the guys, let's speak to the guys. This kind of made me think of that. So, did a lot of dating myself, and I think last week's podcast we talked a lot about specific examples of things because Brian's brother suggested a topic to us, and he wants to hear us fail, I guess.
Yeah.
But he wants to hear like examples that are relatable and stuff. So,
yeah.
I like that feedback. So I'm going to try to continue to bring like real life examples of stuff. So
cool.
Post divorce, after I made it past bullet number one, and I was ready, it wasn't too soon anymore. Did a lot of swiping, a lot of dating, kind of like just figuring things out. One of those things that I figured out pretty early on was that most women, especially on dating apps, don't like to have pen pals.
Yes.
They want you, like whether you think it or not, they want you to get to the, cut to the chase as soon as possible. Not like, I wouldn't cold close. So like when you first connect with somebody, say, let's go on a date. Like there's got to be some banter to begin with.
Yep, warm it up.
But there's probably like, I would say a half a day to a day of, having some exchanges, maybe like 7 to 10 exchanges. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to ask this woman on a date because that's their and your ultimate goal. And they're not here just to kind of like have a conversation with you for days and weeks and months. They're looking to go on a date to find out if this is going to be worth their time before they invest all this time in discussions and getting to know you and stuff.
Specifically for guys, if you are dealing with women on a dating app, just know, guys, that like she has hundreds and hundreds. If she's attractive at all and has any kind of personality at all, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of options in her likes. So you get a specific window of like getting her attention, and if she's at all interested, take her on a date. You have to present that in a couple of days because there's a million other options.
In person as soon as possible.
Basically. Absolutely. Yeah. Get there.
And maybe not as soon as possible, but like when it makes the most sense.
Well, you have to have an open schedule.
Yep.
Yeah. But like, yeah, if you want, the second you decide I'd like to meet this person in person, you better do that.
Yep. Because here's the deal, it could, like, even for your own sake, your own energy and your own time, it might be a scenario where, like, you're getting catfished. Like, that's the reality. I don't know, Miller, how many times this has happened to you, but I've shown up to maybe 3 or 4 of my dates, and it was like, this person doesn't look anything like their profile. And I don't mean for this to sound harsh, But guys can tell whether or not there's going to be a connection pretty quick yeah. when they meet somebody, when yeah. they meet a girl.
Yeah.
So rather than investing weeks and months in this chat on an app, and then you turn up and you discover pretty quickly that there's not, you know, a physical connection, which yeah. is, you know, chemistry is super important. You can't yeah. carry on too easily without that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you've got this, you know, 2 months of wasted time and effort and energy, and you've wasted their time too. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. No, not often. I mean, I think, I don't know. I think the bulk of the bulk of that is like people that post pictures that are 5 years old or have like filters on or something like that. And then you show up in person and it turns out they're not the filtery person that they post on their thing. Whatever. I don't think I've ever been like legitimately catfished, but yeah, definitely meet that person in person and make sure shit is real before you invest a lot of time in it.
Yeah. Yep, like that's smart. That's some good etiquette. That's some good, more like tips, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other etiquette. Check in. Okay, here's one. I crack my knuckles sometimes. It's going to happen on the mic. And you're going to see it on the video. Here's one that I think is maybe up for controversy, and I'm curious about it. Do, after the first date, how often or how quickly do you check in?
Yeah, that's something that there used to be like, do not do it.
Don't do it that night. Don't do it the next day. Leave it for a couple of days. Fuck that.
That's changed a lot. Yeah, that's changed a lot.
Yeah.
I think if you were into the person pretty quickly after, actually, it's,
I agree.
It used to be a taboo thing and now it's no longer.
Like on the way home, kind of.
I would, like while you're still with
park,
them,
park the car,
you're getting
first.
The check and you're going to. Yeah, right. I had fun with you, and then you watch her read it to see what her reaction
yeah,
was.
That's fun. Yeah,
that was a really nice time.
Yeah, I would say like get home, like, you know, unwind, and then make, you know, like enough time has gone by where you think she's gotten home and, you know, she's relaxing mm-hmm. and saying, hey, you had a lot of fun.
I think that's probably on the guy too.
It is a little bit, but I have had girls that have reached back out like shortly after.
That's great. I mean, yeah. Look, anytime a woman is looking to do that connection making or that groundbreaking or whatever, great, do it. That's, ladies, do that. That's a relief and that's a load off our back. But if you feel like reaching out, fellas, that's kind of on you.
Yeah.
It seems like you want to err on the side of over communicating rather than under communicating, that kind of thing.
I think
if
so.
If you're into this person.
Yeah, I think so. I think you don't want to come off as the thirstiest guy on the planet. But you also want to make sure they know you're interested in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do that. Communicate that. I'm interested in you, however that manifests in whatever communication style you have. Once you feel like you've clearly communicated that, then make sure you get a response before you just pile her yeah. inbox with a bunch of shit from you.
Yeah. So? Question mark.
Etiquette.
So? Question mark.
Right. Yes. Dot, so, dot, 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 dot.
Send a gift that's just like, you know,
yeah,
stepping up.
I love you. You're my soulmate. Yeah.
I have the ring. I just reversed my vasectomy.
Right. Yes.
Ouch.
It really hurt. Like, I'm kind of like a little sensitive right now.
Let's not be thirsty, fella.
Oh, jeez. This is a very robust topic portion of this. I want to keep going down the etiquette path here.
Yeah. So, you got more?
I got more. So yeah. I think... when you're building out like a dating profile, build it out to match your character. If you're a pretty, like if you're super into specific things, maybe like drop, I think Rudy talked about this on his podcast too,
yeah.
or on his show that he joined us for.
Yeah.
Put the things that you're interested in
yeah, he was
within
into,
your
like,
profile.
Movies, right?
Yeah, he was so, into movies, yeah. So he'd drop like subtle little things in the background of his photos and he'd have like things in his copy, you know, somewhere that he'd write about. So like if you're into certain things, have that in there. If you're not a player, don't have player looking like photos inside your profile, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What would a player looking photo?
Oh, check out JP's profile anytime in the last 7 months ago when he had one. Yeah, right. Just anything JP posted.
No photos like this, Brian.
Oh, you yeah, that's a that is a player right there.
I will say too, let's get more creative with what our interests are. This isn't really in the pocket of like etiquette necessarily, but this is like tips and tricks. So you're into movies, don't just say, I like movies, right? Let's talk about the specific movies you like or drop a quote from a movie you like.
Yeah.
Because you will find people that are into movies know movie quotes, whether they know, you know, The Godfather or whatever it is. Like if you have things that you like specifically, be specific. Drop those things in there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like music. I like live music. Well, do you like bluegrass or do you like death metal
green
or do you
grass,
like EDM?
Yeah.
Right.
Red
or
grass.
Green grass. I don't know what
grass.
Green, what's green grass?
What is it all about grass?
It's just Fish. That's the band Fish.
Oh, pH.
You drop acid and then you see all different colors of grass.
Yeah, that's valid. I like that. Mm-hmm. So any more tips and tricks? So I would say like another tip and trick, and I know we've kind of converted from etiquette into tips and tricks, but it's kind of all in the same, in the same lane here. Mm-hmm. I would say be creative with your opening lines.
Yes.
Like Miller said a minute ago that these women, like the ratio of men to women on dating apps is ridiculous. There's like, it's probably like 5,000 to 133. I don't know why I use such a random number. But it's probably like literally, what do you think it is? Like 100 to 1 kind of thing?
The men to women on the app?
Men to women on apps. It's probably like 100 to 1 ratio or something like that.
I don't know. I bet it's closer to 50-50, Hurley, but I think the difference is the women who get attention versus the men who get attention. So what I have... That's my Leo dog whining in the background. I'll let him out in a minute. What I have heard is that the top 10% of men get the attention of like 90% of women. So if you are on there and you are getting no attention, your profile is just not attractive.
Yeah,
it's just the law of the jungle.
Yeah,
it's tough. And so I think there's lots of men on there. I think there's lots of women on there, but the women are attracted to the top 10%. You're over 6 feet tall. You're making six figures a year, whether they notice that or like you're projecting it because you got a picture in front of your sports car or something. You have pictures that are attractive. You have emotionally intelligent things to say on your posts, whatever like that. I think the ratios of men and women are probably very similar. I think the difference is who gets attention, who doesn't.
I'm gonna Google that. This is,
please,
this is like
please
like
respectfully Google, disagree with me.
This is Google Inception. I'm gonna Google something while we're talking about.
Go
Google.
Ahead, Google Inception.
I'll come back to that.
You want me to vamp here while you do that?
Well, no, that's good. I'll continue kind of breaking down this part of that. So, like you said, women are getting a lot more connections than men are getting on these apps, whether the ratio is different or not.
And they're able to be pickier because...
And they're able to be pickier. In fact, another real specific example, a really good friend of John's and mine showed us a screenshot of her dating. It was specifically Bumble.
Open my eyes.
And it was her connections, and it was literally capped out at 9,999 connections, just waiting. So this person could probably have swiped right on any man in the area.
Any person in her...
And
so,
it would have been a connection.
For those of you not on a dating app or those of you who are on it, who cares? When you get the algorithm populates your feed with people who are possibly connections for you, you either swipe left or swipe right. And then if that person has liked you, you will get a notification that you guys are a match, right? Okay. So what we're talking about here is a friend of ours who is an attractive person, who is a great person, who is one of our favorite people, had so many potential likes that basically anybody who populated in her feed was a match. So imagine everybody who comes across your feed is a match. Not a potential match, is a match. You get to decide. So for guys, you have to like, I don't know, 100, 200 women to maybe get 3 or 4 connections.
Yeah.
For women, you just get to decide who you want to see.
Yeah.
That's the reality. That's the nature of the beast.
So what I'm gathering from this is you really have to spend time and be super strategic with your profile.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has to be
a full-time job.
It needs to stand out in some way and not be fake, but demonstrate who you are in a way that stands out.
Yeah, you have to be the peacock.
Yeah.
Right?
It's some P. By the way, in a very roundabout way, that was what my tip was going to be, was like find ways to be creative with your profile to stand out, things that might attract the opposite sex. And by the way, Miller, you have to take a drink. Looking at Google, specific to Tinder, according to the year 2021, the ratio of male to female on the Tinder app is 75-24.
75 what?
75% male, 24% female.
So 3 to 1.
My dog is eating
all
the bones.
3 to 1.
Men to women.
Men to women.
On Tinder, specifically.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this is going to be similar to... actually, Bumble's on here, too.
Okay, give me Bumble.
Bumble, 72% men.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, all right. I stand corrected. Here's what I was going to go with that. I think there's a ton of bots on Tinder. Tinder's chock-a-block loaded with bots. And so, but most of those bots are like catfish females. So even with all the bots, and this is to your point, Hurley, even with all the bots, it's still three men to every one woman. And out of the women on Tinder, I bet half are bots. It's a ton of bots on Tinder.
Like, what are the bots, the female bots? Fembots from Austin Powers.
Fembots from Austin Powers.
So is that what we're... Because I wouldn't mind...
Yeah, they have the machine gun boobies, I think is what he calls them. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of dreams about those.
Yeah. Is that right?
It never happens, though.
Yeah. All right.
In real life.
Vamp, so, I got to run to the bathroom. That's what happens when you drink bourbon on your podcast. Yep.
All right, just go. It's so warm.
Right in my pants.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to keep going while he's gone.
Should we?
Yeah.
If you want. Whatever.
We're going to take a short commercial break.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Jeopardy. This is Jeopardy. More tips and tricks. Ooh, I got a good tip. I want to see what you think about this. Well, yeah. Fuck John, he's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't
hold his liquor.
I've noticed that when I'm scrolling through apps, I think we should probably have a little subsection on this podcast to talk about like what men see or what men look for while on dating apps or while like looking for somebody, because that might be insightful for some people who are listening. But one of the tips that I might have is when you're posting your photos, a lot of times I see a big heavy ratio of selfies, and a selfie or maybe two selfies are good, but have a very eclectic photos of yourself and like pictures of you with groups, pictures of the friends doing different interesting things, like you're on top of a mountain, you're by an ocean, like
you know, action-oriented, yeah, activity-oriented.
Selfies of you in the bathroom, like for every single one of your profile pictures, is going to be a big red flag, and it's not going to pull in, even if there's only 24% of women on there, it's not going to pull in any of them.
What are the most cliche, like, selfie pictures?
Man holding a fish.
That you see.
Yeah. Man holding a fish.
What's wrong with a fish?
Women hate that.
Nothing for men.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nothing dries them up more than man holding a fish.
Okay, so no fish, guys. You don't keep.
Do not.
Yeah, put the fish pictures above your bed, but not on your profile.
Other ones are like guy in the mirror at the gym. Like, that's not necessary, right?
Okay. Like yourself in the mirror in the gym, not some other guy.
Well, I mean, if you want her to date the other guy, I guess take a picture of him.
It really depends on what you're trying to pull in, though. Like, if you're trying to pull in, like, again, that would be like a player photo, you know. Like, if you're looking for a hookup, that might be one of the photos you use.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So you want to. Okay. So you want to project a persona of a guy who's sociable.
Right. Active,
which you should be anyway, yeah, right?
Interesting things.
Have friends, right? Friends that can potentially hold the camera for you while you're somewhere doing something. I mean, Hurley and I have done this on trips before, where I stand in a place and he takes a picture of me. If you are lucky enough to see my dating profile, you'll see pictures of me in places where Hurley took the picture. He took me. He was a good man. Took me on a nice date.
Yeah.
That's all good. Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
Oh, I think this is almost, this one could do an entire podcast.
On what to do with your dating profile?
Yeah, like the tips and tricks and the etiquette of dating. Like this could take the whole thing. We do have, I want to just kind of like give like a time check to you guys. We have one, two, three. We have three more from this article. We have maybe Brian's office. We have some final thoughts.
You want to make it a two-parter?
Yeah, yeah. No, I really need to ask some questions of our newly returned to dating apps.
I like the two-parter. So let's continue on with like dating etiquette and tips and tricks.
Okay.
We all have time. Time check. Everybody's good?
Yep.
Happy. Okay, cool. Good. Let me just cut it and say, Hurley, what's in your glass?
You know, this is a delicious bourbon that was gifted to you during Christmas, I believe. Was it Christmas?
I think so.
And it's Angel's Envy. It's a special, actually, you're right. It is a private select Angel's Envy bourbon. It's like a single cask. It's so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best bourbons.
Very good. Brian, what's in your glass?
I've got some rye whiskey.
Yes.
Elijah Craig.
Yes.
Delicious.
Purchased here in the beautiful town of North Hudson, Wisconsin. I am drinking the same Elijah Craig rye. It is a hell of a rye. $30 a bottle.
Goes down smooth.
It's real good.
$30? Oh, that's cheap.
It is for what you're drinking there. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah, I like it a lot. Okay, just wanted to check in on that because we normally do that at the top of the pod.
Yeah, we screwed that up.
That's okay. Yeah. We get to do it now.
Well, this is my first time as under the influence during the podcast.
Oh, so yeah. Great.
This is interesting.
A pod drinking virgin.
Normally, I'm in my basement or in my office. And
he hasn't, tipped over the table or thrown a chair or anything.
Yet.
Well,
yes.
Right. It's still
but
early.
Okay. I like the idea of a two-parter, if everybody's okay for that.
So I think we could probably finish this one off with some more etiquette and tips. We can shut her down, and we can pick it back up with the rest of this article and do, Brian's office and the rest of the things.
Boom.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's continue on with some etiquette, any tips and tricks. Miller, anything else come to mind? Pictures of you with your dog, I think were probably things that we...
It's a big hit.
Actually, here, let's do that. I got
a dog. Get a dog.
Here's a tip, and this is going to open up the avenue for so much more.
Yeah, hit it.
My tip was... So I tried all the apps. I tried Tinder, Bumble, Hinge...
Grindr?
Facebook,
no Grindr.
And that's okay.
Hey, cast a wide net.
Sure, yeah,
nothing wrong with that. I tried Facebook dating. I never did the Plenty of Fish or OK Cupid, I think is another one.
Yep.
I didn't do Farmers Only.
There's Christian Mingle and things like that too.
Christian Mingle, the very niche ones. Didn't do any of those, but I did my fair share of the apps. And what I noticed, and this is my tip for the male listeners, was that Hinge was the best. It seemed like...
Agreed.
It had just to give you maybe a quick rundown, if you're brand new to the dating world, Bumble was cool. It has its own thing where the women have to make the first move with the guys. If there's a connection, the women have to make the first move.
If you're a guy, it's hell, though.
Tinder seemed like a real meat markety type of app for me.
Tinder's a wasteland.
Facebook was okay. It was kind of like a hybrid of all of them, but the services and the quality of the app were kind of lackluster. Their location area is not great. I was getting matches from two states over.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's right. I got a lot of matches from Sioux
Falls.
You wanted
to move to Sioux Falls.
Right. I was like, damn, there's so many available women in Sioux Falls and none in Minneapolis.
It's a beautiful place in the summer.
I'm sure it is, but that's a long way to go for a dinner.
Yeah, but Facebook wasn't that. There was genuine women on there.
The thing about Facebook is that they're giving that away. They're not making any money on Facebook dating. That's just they're giving that away as a free service.
Good for what it is.
Good for what it is. Fine, hit it if you want to, but don't expect a ton. Hit it if you... Brian, don't laugh. Hit it if you want to.
Yeah, that's getting a little bit weird.
Hit it if you want
Miller's
to,
Miller's been drinking.
Hit it if you want to.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
And then again, landing, and this is like a Goldilocks type of scenario, this was the best bed. Hinge was the best one because there is a lot of great features that they have in there. One of the ones that I liked the most was that instead of just swiping left or swiping right on somebody, the app kind of forces you to interact with a specific picture or a specific comment this person left on their bio.
Yes.
And it was really neat to be able to, it kind of created a more of a warm open instead of saying hey, babe, throwing out your best pickup line. I want to take a peek at you.
Yeah.
You actually had some material to start with. This is a photo and it's it was very they kind of set you up for that too. The app would say, they would ask you questions for your bio, try to guess where I am right now. Then you put a picture up of yourself, and that kind of initiates conversation, And there was a number of cases where it was, and this is being another specific example for Brian's brother, Jeff.
Yeah, good.
Brian's brother Jeff.
Uh huh.
I found a lot of instances where in most normal apps, the other apps, I'd probably just swipe left without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But something that this person said in their bio had me I feel like I am compelled to respond to this.
100%.
Quote,
Yes.
So.
Agreed. It gives you the opportunity. I think Hinge gives you the most opportunity to have your personality on display.
Yeah. By the way, this podcast episode is sponsored by Hinge.
Hinge.com.
Hinge.com.
Designed, their slogan is "Designed to be deleted." I think is what they're.
I like that too.
It's great if it was accurate, but man, I ain't never gotten married off Hinge.
Not yet.
Are
not
you looking
yet.
To get married?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's a long-term relationship.
We could come up with a new slogan then for them. Hinge.
Hinge.
Reverse your vasectomy.
Hey. Hinge. The best of the worst.
Well, take your time, first of all. And second of all, it's designed to be deleted. Don't give up on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like deleted in frustration, deleted in triumph,
no.
Deleted in under what circumstances?
Deleted because you found your soulmate.
That's what they want you to think. But I mean, I'm here to tell you, I've been on Hinge and off Hinge and back and forth. It's the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Online dating is all kind of like, but Hinge is the best option you get.
Okay, Miller, some more etiquette tips and tricks. And again, I want, Brian, to make sure you're jumping in. And anytime that you hear things that kind of like trigger examples that you've heard from some people that you've talked to, I want to hear those.
Or even just relationship
yep.
specific stuff.
There, so far, throughout the course of this episode, there hasn't been enough, Brian. I know this is a very...
Yeah, it's a very heavy JPN job.
I'll jump in for sure if something comes to mind. But this is a little bit outside of my experience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So another piece of etiquette you talked in our pre-production, it was on our text message, our group message, about dating app fatigue.
Yeah.
So maybe talk about that and what that looks like for etiquette and tips and tricks.
Yeah. So, man, everybody you run into that has been on an app for longer than 10 minutes is kind of tired of it and overwhelmed. And I think what it is you, at least for guys, and because I don't have any insight, trust me, I have no insight into the world of having 10,000 options like our friend did and just picking the ones you like. What I have insight into is you really have to cast a wide net as a guy, and you have, like Hurley was just describing, you have to look at somebody's pictures, you have to read their profile. Are they witty? Are they funny? Are those things like, maybe they took some shitty pictures, but they're really funny in their profile. And so you have to maybe swipe right on that person just to get to meet them, whatever. Now you have to do that like 200 or 300 times to get 3 or 4 or 5 connections. And the fatigue part comes from reading this person, liking this person, swiping right on this person, and never hearing from this person again. Because that's like an open-ended loop. Like, you never get any closure out of that. You don't know if they like you, if they don't like you, is it my hair? Is it the way I come off? Like, you don't get anything from that. So it's like a lot of putting yourself out there, kind of low risk, zero reward, but it's just a lot of it's like any other social media, right? It's like liking people's pictures on Facebook or like interacting on. There's no like real actual interaction. The difference between that and like actually meeting people in the wild in real time, which is what I was talking to you, Brian, about on the phone the other day, is when you approach somebody in the wild. Whatever you come up with for an opening line, which is basically all you needed to say is hi. How you doing? My name is Jonathan.
Slim Shady.
Right. I'm the real Slim Shady, and please stand up and all that.
Yep.
If you can approach a person in the wild and you can say hi and what's your deal and what are you up to and are you single, you get to have some interaction and some closure. Either they are and they're interested and then you guys go on a date, or they're not and they say, no, I'm with somebody, and you say, fine, and you fuck off. Whatever happens there, at least you get closure from it.
Yeah.
So it's not this weird open-ended, like, constant swiping loop of, like, I'm putting myself in this place and then I never get anything back, or I get very little back and it never pays off, versus, like, just a mainline, right to the veins, interaction, either not available or available, or it works or whatever, but you get an answer right now.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it's a numbers game where you, like, at some level have to look at it as a task. Like, I need to put need to put in 45 minutes a day on these apps to put in my time to generate, you know, potential hits. Like you're a salesman doing cold calls, fishing.
It's like if you were populating your social media feed with we've talked about this for the Bad Weather podcast. Like, let's, you know, create an Instagram feed and like populate it with a bunch of stuff to try to get feedback or whatever. It's like that, but for your love life. That sucks. Yeah. Hey, dog.
And I would say in the pocket of the app fatigue, there probably is, to your point, a healthy balance between like meeting people out in the real world and being on the apps. And I would say, as a part of the tip and trick and maybe some of the etiquette, And some recommendations I would have if you're facing some app fatigue, or if you're just starting out looking for, like, you know, how does this work? I would suggest setting aside specific times of the day or the week where you use the app, and then, like, that's the time that you do that. Otherwise, if you're like doing it throughout the day, whenever you get a chance, and you're constantly just grinding through it, not, you know, that's a shout out for Grindr, I guess. You're constantly grinding through it, and you're talking with like 10, 15 different people all at once, and you're swiping and swiping and swiping, and you're on five different apps, and you're trying, you're putting so much effort into it, you're gonna burn out really, really fucking quick, and you're gonna get kind of a little bit salty and jaded about it all, and like, you're not gonna, that stuff is gonna be picked up by the people that you're talking to.
It's tough though, man, because you're talking to guys about who, this is why guys have to grind through it though, because you need numbers, like Brian was saying.
You do, but I still think there's value in setting aside, this is the 2 hours
at every day, sure, but if I don't check it till tomorrow, 24 hours from now, and she's reached out or she's connected, and then she's got five other connections.
And I think this is probably more for actively swiping. So, like, if you're going through and you're swipe throughout the day, like, if you get messages and you want to respond in a timely manner, which would be etiquette. Like,
good call.
Etiquette would be like, yes, don't let somebody sit there waiting that you've
so leave your notifications on so that you know if somebody matches with you. Got it. Yep, I like it.
Yeah, and respond in a reasonable amount of time.
So my thought about this, and I don't know if this is helpful or not, but if there's a way to see this whole app approach to dating, online dating, as for fun, rather than like, this has to work for me or I'm screwed, like that serves you well.
I like that. Make it part of the tool bag, but not the whole tool bag.
Right, because if you don't get to it for 24 or 48 hours, who gives a shit? You know, like, this is just all kind of for fun or for productivity, and it's not a make or break thing. It's not the very best way or only way to meet a girl. There's lots of good ways to meet her, and, you know, it's just something to do.
Miller, you'll remember this too. I've sent you dozens of, like, sections of my dating profile in the past. Like, I'm like, check this out, what do you think? There was a point, maybe a couple months in, before I hit any sort of fatigue and after I kind of figured things out and understand, like, what it takes, where I was like, I was having genuine fun with this, you know. I was like, I was I think Hinge allows you to do, like, videos, so I was like, this is me, this is how I take care of my house. And I was doing, like, the laundry, and I just put the whole bottle of, like, laundry detergent inside the washer, and I close it, press start. Like, there was a point where I was legitimately laughing at my own farts, you know? Like, it was the funniest, like, it was so fun.
Well, that's always funny when you fart.
And honestly, I swear to God, this might be the tip for the listeners. Those were the times when I was probably getting the most connections and matches. When I was like, I'm just having fun with this. And I think that comes through, you know?
Yeah, to your point, Hinge has, I think, one of the only platforms where you can add audio, you can add video.
That's right, the voice audio.
You can do voice too, and I think do that. Take full advantage of that, because there's we're talking about, like, interacting with people on the app versus interacting with people in the wild. Mm-hmm. You see video of a person's physicality and how they, like, I think I have a picture or a video of me juggling on my app right now. Like, you just see how somebody moves, right? Or you hear how their voice is, or their inflections of the things you say. I was listening to somebody's voice prompt today, and she was, like, trying to articulate something, and she, like, stumbled or stuttered over her words and laughed about it. And just, like, her vulnerability about laughing about it and continuing through the thing and then, like, finishing it and then actually posting it was, like, that's attractive. I like that. That's really cool that she's just, like, yeah, exactly. Yes, right. So take full advantage of all of that.
Yeah,
Tinder doesn't have any of that. Tinder's a bunch of fucking Russian bots. Don't do that shit.
Go ahead. That Russian fem bots.
Yeah.
Here's a perspective. I'll speak for women. This is fun.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, yeah, this
great.
Is, they're going to love
can
this.
Can you do it in a woman voice?
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
One more drink, Miller. He'll do it eventually.
Brian speaks for women. Women.
No, I actually can't speak for women. Right. I can hardly speak for myself. But I do feel like women, I hear this very similar experience from women, even though it's objectively true that the odds are much better for women on apps than for men.
No shit.
They experience, I suspect, kind of the same frustration with this is sort of a shit show. Like, you just, you have to go through so many
guys. Well, they get
guys.
Overwhelmed. That's the difference, is they get overwhelmed from options. They,
you know,
they
like
get decision
people
fatigue.
Aren't who they say they are. They, it's yeah. like just a bunch of bullshit. So, you and our listeners are genuine, good-hearted men. Like, they are looking for you, and yeah. don't get disheartened by the numbers game. Because women are looking for good guys.
Meteorologists are great people.
The mm-hmm. hard part is being a good guy but not being a great marketer. The thing that an app, that a dating app sets up, just like anything else, is that you have to market yourself. So if you're not a good marketer, what are you going to do with that? Like, you're
hire
a great
one?
Guy. Maybe you need a dating coach or somebody that can help you build your profile. We offer
dating coaching. You know, it's
tell you what
super cheap. I think
tell
you're
you
what
anybody
like
listening
$5?
To this podcast, reach out to this. The first 20 people that reach out to us get free dating advice from us.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
early. Come on, sell this a little better than a girl with your finger pulling your collar out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is something to be said for just experience. So, like, again, if you're a guy who's just starting out, and knowing that the ratio is, you know, 75-25 men to women, and you know that you need to stand out. I think what I've learned from this, and this is not, I'm not like an expert dating app person. I don't think Miller would claim to be either. I don't think any of us are, but like what I can share with you is that what I've noticed that works is like I've just by doing it, it's like setting up your profile, and Hinge is again another one of the best ones because you can kind of like when you have somebody interact with you, you can see which photo, which comment, which voice prompt, which video that you posted on your profile that they're interacting with.
Yes.
So you can kind of learn which ones are working.
You can gamify it.
You can gamify it. And yeah. like oftentimes back when, you know, I was swiping all day on the apps. Miller and I would actually like we would learn from Hinge which ones are the best,
yeah.
and we'd use that information for the other apps. We'd post those photos up higher in our profile. So like what I'm saying is, in order to stand out in the 75-25 abyss, you got to figure out what works for you. Figure out which photos are the best. Which
this
profile
is
things.
This is why it's fucking exhausting though.
It is, but it's also like it's a. There's a lot of strategy around it, you know?
And yeah, of course there is. But, like, who has the energy for
you? You don't
especially
have to.
That's how it is.
This is only if you want to.
Yeah, John, exactly. You know? No, I get you. I get you. This is how you want to interact. But, like, at the end of the day, like, if you're looking for a relationship, is that worth it to spend all that time? Like, I'll be honest with
you.
Early, you would.
Is it worth it for the peacock to, like, splay his feathers out and do this fucking dance? And, like,
I don't know.
Dance,
some guys, it's not.
This
for some guys,
dance.
It's not.
Yeah, well,
that's
those
okay
guys,
too.
Those guys are gonna have to like figure something else out.
For those guys, it's okay to not do that.
Yeah, and it's fine. But like that, you know, the peacocks are working hard to find a mate. So
yeah, this is really good advice. Our price just went up for coaching.
Do we should we charge for a podcast? Not just our coaching.
Yeah. but there's other ways to date and meet women. And
agreed.
Yes. We could spend time.
Oh, I talked about what are we at for time and what are we doing?
We're getting to the point where I'm going to ask Brian for a burning question
yeah.
we're gonna close things down.
Okay.
So do you have one more thing that you want
to
add?
No, let's add it into the next one. Let's roll it into the next one.
Okay, you guys. Right. So that was a pretty robust, exhaustive, like dating etiquette tips and tricks. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's an entire podcast right there. My goodness. And now it's time for
Brian Burns and his burning question.
Ouch, ouch.
Question.
Ouch,
question.
I'm sitting too close.
Question.
I'm getting burned.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah. What are your odds, JP, on the Amish hookup app?
What the fuck is that called?
It's got it. I think the male to women on the Amish dating app is it's like 99-1.
Yeah.
So
not good.
Not great.
Not good.
In fact. The Amish dating app would be like they can't use computers or phones, right?
Or buttons or zippers, not zips. Yeah. Buttons, not zippers.
I like the idea of no zippers. That sounds good to me.
That was a
they're dangerous.
That was a trick burning.
They'll
question.
Get you. Yeah,
that wasn't the actual burning question.
Yeah. Okay.
The burning question for you guys is: what is your best so far pickup line? And this doesn't have to. This could be in person, on apps, you know, whatever.
Ooh.
Best pickup line.
I got a good one. I'll let Miller. You want to go first?
Hi.
Wow, I'm into it.
Thumbs up for the video.
Eye contact and hi.
I would say
and hold the eye contact and let her say hi and be calm and present and react off of that.
That's pretty
she
lame.
Says hi too. My name's Jonathan. What's your name?
Pretty fucking lame.
I like it, John.
All they need.
I got one. But yeah. before we stop the show.
Don't you give me some bullshit like, pickup line. Come on.
Like, I'm already feeling tingly just listening to you say hi.
Hey, Brian.
Like, wow.
That's the
Brian.
Boost, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Brian.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, John.
Oh, my God. I felt sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? It works.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your pickup line, Hurley?
My pickup line is...
Did it hurt when you fall from heaven? Give me that one.
No, it's close to that, though.
Okay.
Mine is like... Hey girl, are you from Tennessee?
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Nope.
No!
Because I want to have some sex.
Yes! Yes. Close the show.
Yeah.
Close the show.
Good?
No notes.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It always works, though. But that was just a joke one. I do have a really good one. This is like a good one for the listeners. I've never used this, but it's a great idea. Brian, I told John this. We were standing in a bar, and I saw this on TikTok, and I'm like, John, you must use this very soon. And this is a live in-person one. It's not for an app. So you go up to a girl in a bar, and you say, hey, my buddy over there is really interested in you. He thinks you're hot, and he wants your number. What do you think?
This is good. I like this
one
very much.
So then she looks over, and you kind of point over there, and then you run over to where you're pointing, and you wave at her as if you're the guy, and then you run back and, give the phone out. And, it's goofy, it's quirky.
This is the second best pickup line there is. The first best pickup line is hi, with eye contact, confident, hi. My name is John.
And then awkward.
Now, if you, I don't care if your name is Dave. Yes. Listen, there is power in holding silence and holding eye contact in silence and not having.
Okay.
You don't have to fill the space with anything.
You work for it.
That's confident as fuck.
It's
you
not
can
my
stand
style.
There in the quiet and approach her and say, hi, my name is Jonathan. And she starts. Now, listen, if your name is Brian, if your name is Dave. If your name is Ezekiel, I don't care.
You should still say your name is Jonathan.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. And then you stare deeply into her eyes. And then you react off it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, by the way, my name is Brian. But I was
She'll figure that out. Third or fourth date.
So, JP, when you tell the girl in the bar about your friend who thinks she's hot and you run, is it like a... high step scurry run?
Yeah, and you like trip halfway
through.
Like a
slide.
You fall down on your face.
I feel like the physicality of that is.
I want a shoulder roll. I want you to parkour off the wall.
Yeah. This is the Benny Hill pickup line. Like you fall down, you have the music playing when you're trying to run back, and you get like a waitress is coming across with dishes, and you blast into her, and everything crashes and breaks.
Blast into her? That's a vibe.
Oh, man.
So that's my pickup. There you go. That's my pickup.
I like it.
That's not hard to close that. You know, there's a funny story to tell. She tells about her.
She'll remember impression. Forever.
It takes a confident man to pull
that
off.
I think both of these take a confident man.
It's true.
To pull off.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So or like you just tell them, hey, I'm a confident man.
That's the worst pickup line I've ever heard.
I am a confident man.
Hi. I'm a confident man.
Are you interested?
I have a giant cock.
Are you interested in dating with me?
I am not a robot. I promise.
Are you a robot?
This is what a robot would say, but trust me, I am not a robot.
I see lots of them on dating apps. Are you a robot?
I feel like I get asked that question a lot. Like, am I a robot? And I keep saying no, but it...
It makes you think.
Like, I keep getting asked it. It's very
Who's
strange.
Asking you this?
Other robots.
The internet.
A lot of times when I'm like trying to
When you're trying to sign up for like Sam's Club or something and it's like check the box.
Are you a robot?
I already answered have this trains question. In them.
Yeah, so choose which images have bicycles. Come on, I'm not a robot.
Maybe you are.
Believe me.
That's why I'm asking. Am I?
Because you're a robot who can pick out bicycles.
I keep getting asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks. You guys, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bad Weather Podcast. Super fun. This is going to be end up being like a two-parter. I think the next one's going to be like the second date, we'll call it, right?
Yeah, we'll go through the rest second of this list.
Date. Yeah.
And then Brian's going to have shit tons of questions for guys who are
so much
actually
it's
dating.
It's going to be a lot of Brian action.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of like personal opening of vein and like
that's, just like the second date.
It's going to take a lot more bourbon.
Yeah, just like the second date.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Great. Join us again for the next one. Thank you for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
I am not a robot.
Take care of yourself. I want to forget my bad days, all my bad days, and be okay, spend my spare change down at the arcade, and then I'll say everything sucks.